弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，再有一次交通的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to fellowship.
我们请翻开圣经，我们来读几处的经节。
Let us reference a few passages of Scripture.
我们首先请翻开哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章，我们读第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, through whom you are called into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里一同得分，更准确的翻译应该是一同交通。
Here the Chinese translation says receiving a portion is also translated as called into fellowship.
我们再请翻开《使徒行传》第二章。
Let us now turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们读四十二节。
Verse 12.
四十二节呢，乃是根据彼得啊第一次传福音，有三千人得救。
Verse 42 talks about the 3,000 who were baptized.
那他们怎样在主面前聚会
？And how they commune before the Lord?
他这里圣经告诉我们，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，交通交接拨饼。
And the Bible tells us that they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to breaking of bread and prayer.
这里的交接也是交通。
Here, the communion here is also fellowship.
我们再请翻开约翰一书。
Let us now turn to First John.
约翰一书，我们读第一节到第一章的第一节到第四节。
First John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What we have seen and heard we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
These things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
在这里讲到相交呢，也是交通的意思。
Here, the fellowship which is mentioned here is also the same fellowship.
最后，我们请翻开腓立比书第三章。
Finally, Philippians chapter 3.
我们读第三章第十跟十一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
或者我也得从死里复活。
In order that I may attain to resurrection from the dead.
这里讲到一同受苦。
This passage speaks of fellowship of his sufferings.
就是与基督一同受苦。
That is to suffer with Christ.
更好的翻译应该翻作与基督 在苦难中有交通。
A better translation might be a fellowshipping in the suffering of Christ.
然后磨成他死的形状。
And being conformed to the likeness of his death.
好，我们圣经就读到这里。
Our scripture reading will conclude here.
我们开始之前，请弟兄姊妹我们一同再有点祷告来仰望主。
Before we begin, let us have a word of prayer and look upon our Lord.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your mercy.
把你宝贵的话语赏赐给我们。
For giving us your precious word.
我们求你圣灵亲自来点活你自己的话。
Would your Holy Spirit kindle your own word?
把你的话启示在我们的心中。
And reveal your word to our hearts.
我们相信你的话就是灵，就是生命。
We believe that your word is spirit and is life.
当你把你的话亲自点活在我们里面的时候，
When you have quickened your word within us,
我们就要活过来。
We are invigorated.
叫我们能够真实进入与你的交通。
And enter into fellowship with you.
让我们的喜乐在主里面得到满足。
So that our joy in you may be made complete.
我们把这一点时间恭敬仰望你。
We give this time to you.
我们也求主保守为你出口的、翻译的，并一同在你面前等候仰望你的弟兄姊妹们，我们在一个圣灵里面来仰望你的恩典。
Would you keep the brother who speaks, the one who translates, and all those brothers and sisters who gather before you, to be in one spirit to look upon you?
求主对我们说话。
Lord, would you speak to us?
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，上一次我交通到关乎于住在基督里。
Brothers and sisters, last time I shared on abiding in Christ.
那住在基督里呢，我们有一条可循的路去走这一条属灵的实际。
In abiding in Christ, we have a path to walk in order to live out the spiritual reality.
那我们交通到我们需要在灵里的操练。
And we shared on how we need spiritual training.
那这个灵里的操练呢，乃是讲到我们怎样在良心、在直觉、在交通里面操练我们的灵。
And the spiritual exercise speaks of how we need to have intuition,
conscience,
and fellowship.
我们在这样的操练里头，我们就能够进入住在主里面的实际里头。
Through the spiritual exercise, we can learn to live in spiritual reality.
那上一次我们交通的前两点，今天呢，我们继续来交通关于交通这件事情。
And the last two points that we shared, we will continue sharing on today on the subject of fellowship.
那交通呢，当我们基督徒提到交通的时候，
When we Christians speak of fellowship,
好像基督徒的来往，基督徒彼此之间的对话都是属于交通。
We might think that all interactions, that all modes of communication between believers is considered fellowship.
甚至我们东家长西家短呢，我们也称它为交通。
To the point that any kind of small talk conversations that we have might be considered fellowship.
其实交通这个名词呢，是非常严谨，并且是一个非常宝贵的经历。
The truth is, this term fellowship is has a very strict and important meaning.
交通乃是在圣经里面告诉我们分享我们所共有的。
The Bible tells us that fellowship means to share what we have.
那我们所共有的呢，乃是讲到 我们在基督里面所共有的这个基督神圣的生命。
And sharing what we have in common is the life of Christ.
那我们分享这一个共有的生命的时候，把我们生命所得着的丰富与弟兄姊妹来交通。
When we share what we have in common, we share the blessings we have in Christ with other brothers and sisters.
那我们也与主在圣灵里面有交通。
And we also fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
交通的目的乃是叫我们属灵的生命得到建造。
The object of fellowship is for the building up of our spirit.
交通乃是叫我们能够从主那里再一次得到更新，再一次得到力量。
Fellowship is a source of renewal and strength from the Lord.
那交通基本上啊有很多方面。
And generally speaking, fellowship has many forms.
那有垂直，就是与神、与父、与子这一个垂直的关系的交通。
There is vertical fellowship, that is fellowship with the Father and the Son.
也有横向的交通，乃是与弟兄姊妹、众圣徒有交通。
There's also horizontal fellowship, which is fellowship with the saints and the brothers and sisters.
那今天呢，我们主要乃是讲到与主与父神的交通。
And today we will fellowship on the fellowship with the Father and the Son.
主愿意的话，也许我们将来可以交通弟兄姊妹彼此在圣灵里面的交通。
Lord willing, perhaps we will have time to share on fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那刚刚我们读到哥林多前书第一章。
First, the passage we just read, First Corinthians chapter 1.
在那里讲到呢，神是信实的。
Speaks of God being faithful.
你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同交通。
God is faithful through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son Jesus Christ.
他这里提到我们的神是一个是一位圣信实的神。
Here God is faithful.
因为他提到神把各样的恩赐赏赐给哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
Because of the blessings that God imparted to the Corinthian saints.
让他们在恩赐及口才上面没有一样不及别人的。
And because of their gifts.
There is nothing lacking in gift.Being arrogant.
Because of their gifts, they were not lacking in anything.
所以呢，现在神要更多的坚固他们的信心，让他们在主耶稣的日子啊无可责备。
So now God wants to strengthen their faith so that they could be blameless.
那他们在许多的方面。神赐给他们恩赐，为了要帮助建立他们。
God blessed them in many ways to help them.
那让他们呢，在主耶稣基督的日子。
So that in the day of the Lord.
主耶稣基督的日子乃是指着将来在基督台前的审判。
The day of the Lord speaks of judgment, in front of the
Christ.
In front of Christ.
让他呢在主面前呢啊实在是可以得到称赞。
So that he could be praised before the Lord.
所以神因着他的信实，他必须要带领这一班啊虽然我们知道哥林多的弟兄姊妹都活在许多肉体软弱的里头。
We know that the Corinthians lived, with various weaknesses.
让他们能够进入跟他儿子的交通里头呢，让这个交通能够带给他们生命的丰富，在基督里不断的长进。
God wanted them to enter into fellowship, with the Lord so that they could grow spiritually.
这里讲到神的儿子。
Here is mentioned the Son of God.
神的儿子乃是那一位已经被立承受万有的这一位神的儿子。
The Son of God is the one who has dominion over all things.
他不仅承受万有，并且神本性一切的丰富都有形有体居住在基督的里面。Not
only has he been appointed over all things, but the fullness of all is in him.
神是无限的丰富。
God is limitlessly abundant.
神一切的丰富都在我们主耶稣基督的里头。
And all his fullness is in Christ.
神要我们与他的儿子一同来分享。
God wants us to fellowship with his son.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们好好的去思想这件事的时候， 这是何等大的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, when we think about this, we see how glorious and how gracious this is.
我想弟兄姊妹听过所谓的 power lunch.
I think brothers and sisters have heard of the term power lunch.
这个大门的午餐呢,
this so-called power lunch.
是每一年有一次的机会呢，有一个人可以跟巴菲特一同吃午饭。
Is a once in a year opportunity for someone to eat lunch with Warren Buffett.
巴菲特呢，吃一顿午饭在2008年的时候呢，是68万美金。
In 2008, A lunch with Warren Buffett cost
$680,000.
Last year, the price was $2.45 million. Today, the price has risen to over $3 million on eBay.
我想弟兄姊妹没有听过有这么贵的一顿午饭。
Brothers and sisters have probably never heard of such an expensive lunch.
当然,这些钱不是给巴菲特拿去。
Of course, Warren Buffett is not the recipient of these funds.
这些钱呢,乃是捐到这个慈善机构里面去。
But rather charitable organizations.
但是大家可以看见为什么有人愿意付这么高的代价去找巴菲特吃一顿午饭，跟他坐下来交通交通。But
you could probably guess why someone would pay such a large sum of money to dine with Warren Buffett.
跟他吃过午饭的人呢，常常觉得从他那里得着许多的智慧。
People who have eaten lunch with Warren Buffett often say that they've received a lot of useful wisdom from him.
很多人呢，因着跟他的交通之后呢，人生的想法，并且呢，在投资上面呢，有很多观念上的改变。People
who have spoken with him say that they've their perspectives on investment have changed.
并且呢，许多人都觉得花这个钱非常值得。Furthermore,
they think that this is that the money spent dining with him is money well spent.
弟兄姊妹，想想我们的主。Brothers
and sisters, think of our Lord.
他跟巴菲特所有的产业，他是全地球现在最富有的人。
Warren Buffett is now the wealthiest man on earth.
但是跟我们这一位承受万有的主，实在是可能还比不上一粒沙子。But
he is perhaps cannot be compared to even a grain of sand in comparison with the Lord who is appointed over all.
现在, 神要我们进入与他儿子的交通里头。
Today, we are to enter into fellowship with God's Son.
神他的心意乃是要我们借着这样的交通能够与他的儿子一同来承受神所赐下的万有。
God's will is for us to enter into fellowship with His Son.
所以我们可以看见 这个交通,
so we can see how precious this fellowship with God's Son is.
那主耶稣的交通主要是什么呢?
What then is fellowship with Jesus Christ?
我想首先乃是让我们看见神在基督里本性一切的丰富，神都要让他的儿子。
First of all, we see that God wishes to give all the fullness that He has in His Son to us through fellowship.
那神的儿子，我们如果仔细去思想的时候，当主耶稣来到地上，他完全的把神表现了出来。
When we think about God's Son, when he was on earth, he was a complete manifestation of his Father.
神的儿子所表现出来的恩典,
and he was an expression of God's grace.
主耶稣来到地上，他恩典把我们从死亡里面拯救出来。
During his time on earth, our Lord Jesus' grace was to save us out of death.
主耶稣在地上充满了怜悯。
Our Lord was filled with mercy.
当5,000个人在那里听他讲道,
when 5,000 people were listening to him preach,
天已经黑了,
the sky had darkened.
门徒们说主啊,
the disciples said to their Lord, send these people away.
主耶稣说，我们要叫他们吃。
And the Lord told the disciples that the people need to be fed.
主耶稣不忍心打发这一班人饿着肚子，并且离开这一个旷野，周围都没有商店。
The Lord was unwilling to send all of these people away hungry in the wilderness where there was nowhere to buy food.
主耶稣是何等的圣洁。
Lord Jesus is holy.
主耶稣来到地上看到许多不法犯罪的事情。
And he came to this earth and saw many transgressions.
但是他乐意 站在罪人的地位上,
but he was willing to stand in the place of the sinner.
因为我们看见, 在比拉多对耶稣基督的见证里头, 讲到, 这是一位无罪的人。
Because we saw that the Lord was sinless.
主耶稣他是何等的顺服,
and the Lord was exceedingly obedient.
父说什么，他就做什么。He
did what the Father commanded.
父没有说，他就不做。If
the Father did not command it, he did not do.
并且主耶稣，他生命里面充满了忍耐。Moreover,
our Lord was filled with patience.
当许多的门徒跟随了他，我们如果看看彼得的故事。
When many disciples were following him, we can look at the instance of Peter. Peter often interjected when he spoke to the Lord.
主常常讲东边的时候，他把它想成西边。
When the Lord was speaking of one thing, Peter would speak of another.
主还没有讲话的时候，彼得就先为主开口。
Before the Lord had an opportunity to speak, Peter would speak for him.
甚至到一个地步，主带他三年半的时间，这一位主所最爱的彼得呢，居然还否认他。
To the point where during his 3.5 years of ministry, Peter denied him.
主耶稣没有放弃。
Lord Jesus did not give up.
主有无限的忍耐，无限的宽容。
He had boundless long suffering and tolerance.
主他有极大的能力。
And he had great power.
他能够医治长大麻风的。
To heal the lame.
他能够叫死人复活。
And to resurrect the dead.
主有极尊贵的荣耀。
And he had very honor and glory.
主来到地上的时候，他却是自己何等的谦卑降卑。
The Lord came to earth in humility and
所以等到主复活升天之后，
Before the Lord ascended into heaven,
这些神跟随主的这些神的儿女们慢慢体会出这实在是神的儿子。
His followers realized that he was the Son of God.
我们的主来到地上，把神性一切的丰富在肉身里面向人显现。
Our Lord was the manifestation of all godliness.
今天我们蒙拯救进到耶稣基督的交通里头。
Today, those of us who have been saved enter into the fellowship of Christ.
我们乃是要承受基督里面这一些属灵的丰富做成在我们的身上。
To realize the spiritual fullness of Christ.
我想弟兄姊妹或许或多或少跟主在圣灵里面有一些交通。
I think that brothers and sisters more or less have fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
当我们真实进入那个交通的里面，我们就看见我们在主面前的那个情形跟主相比实在是差得太远。
When we enter into fellowship with him, we realize how great a difference our spiritual condition is with his.
所以当我们与主交通的时候，我们就发觉主给我们的远大过我们可以与主分享。
So when we fellowship with the Lord, we realize we have been given more than we can fellowship with him.
讲到我们的爱心
To speak of our loving kindness
讲到我们对人的怜悯的心
And our mercy towards others
讲到我们的顺服
Our obedience
讲到我们的智慧
Our wisdom
讲到我们的忍耐
Our patience
我们有主的生命
We have the life of the Lord
这一些基督的丰富已经给我们
This fullness in Christ has already been given to us
但是这个生命从我们里面表现出来的时候
But when this life is manifested through us
与这一位丰富的主相差是何等的远
The difference between us and the Lord is very stark
所以神乐意把我们带进耶稣基督的交通
So God willingly brings us into fellowship with his son
乃是要让我们从基督我们的救主我们的主那里领受生命并且得的更丰盛
So that we may receive life from the Lord and receive it more abundantly
我想这是进入这个交通极大的最重要一个目的
I think this touches on the most important purpose of fellowship.
那我们知道神造人乃是要带领我们乃是乐意与人有交通。
We know that God created man so that he could fellowship with him.
那人被造的之后我们知道我们有身体我们有魂我们有灵。
Having been created, we know that we have a body, a soul, and a spirit.
我们的灵最主要的功用就是与神交通。
The main purpose of our spirit is to fellowship with God.
神是个灵，神没有办法用肉眼看得见。
God is spirit, which is not visible to the flesh.
我们人被造的时候，灵最主要的功用乃是借着与神交通，我们得着他的恩典。
When we were created, the purpose of our spirit was to receive the Lord's grace.
我们能够与主一同有来往。
So that we could enter, have dealings with the Lord.
但是我们知道人犯了罪以后。
But we know after man sinned,
我们这一个灵向着神的功用就死掉了。
The function of this spirit became dead.
人没有办法再与神沟通来往。
A man was no longer able to have dealings with the Lord.
但是神为着他造人永远的目的。
But God's eternal purpose for having created man.
他来寻找人。
Is to pursue man.
所以我们从历史上看亚伯拉罕。
So we can see from history Abraham.
亚伯拉罕荣耀的神向他显现。
Abraham glorified God.
God appeared to Abraham.
Oh, God appeared to Abraham in his glory.
当他在荣耀中看见神的时候呢，他知道啊这一位神，并且呢，他在信心里面开始跟随神对他所说的话。
When Abraham saw God in his glory, he knew that God would speak to him.
所以当亚伯拉罕来跟随神的时候呢，他我们从圣经里面仔细去看呢，都是神来向他显现。当神没有向他显现的时候呢，亚伯拉罕只能借着烛祭坛来亲近神。
When Abraham pursued God, we see that God was the one who appeared to him, and when God did not appear to him, he had to seek God through the altar.
所以换句话说，在那一个情况底下呢，天已经完全向人封闭了。
So under this condition, the heavens have already been closed off to man.
只有当神在怜悯的底下来寻找人的时候，人才有办法在与好像进入一点与神交通的光景当中。
Only under God's mercy can man hope to have even a little bit of fellowship with God.
但是即使在这样的情况当中，我们看见神在地上有一般人仍然心渴慕向着神。
But despite this situation, we see that there is a remnant of people on earth who has a heart for God.
所以我们就看见亚伯拉罕虽然在地上过着一个寄居客旅的生活，他的心却向着天。
So we see that although Abraham lived on the earth, he always looked towards heaven.
所以当有一次神要去毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉的时候，
When God was set on destroying Sodom and Gomorrah,
神说我们所要做的事岂可向亚伯拉罕隐瞒呢？
We have hidden from Abraham.
所以他就告诉亚伯拉罕这一件事情。
So he told Abraham.
亚伯拉罕抓住机会呢，跟神有更深入的交通呢，在那里为着索多玛、俄摩拉来代祷，主要乃是为着他的侄子罗德。
So Abraham used his opportunity to enter into deeper fellowship with the Lord and to pray on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah and his nephew Lot.
所以交通实在是非常的宝贵。
So fellowship is very precious.
我们如果在旧约里面，我们看到整个旧约里面有一位最会跟神交通的人。
If we were to pick one person from the Old Testament who fellowshiped the most with God,
那就是大卫。
That he would be David.
我们从大卫所写的诗篇里面。
From the Psalms that David wrote,
虽然天向着人关闭,
although the heavens were closed off to man,
但是地上有一颗心呢, 却一直向着天敞开。
But on earth there was a heart that was continually open to the heavens,
并且呢, 不断地, 啊, 向着天上的神, 发出这一个交通的信号。
And was broadcasting a signal to fellowship with God in heaven.
好像到一个地步呢, 神不得不把天拉开一下呢, 让这个信号可以进来。
Almost as if God had opened the heavens just a little bit so that this signal could pass through.
所以我们去读诗篇第八篇的时候,
So when we read Psalm chapter 8,
诗篇第23篇的时候,
and Psalm chapter 23,
这些是弟兄姊妹,我们每一次读这些诗篇的时候,我们都进到与神交通的喜乐的里头。
Brothers and sisters, when we read these psalms, we enter into the joy of fellowship.
这是大卫在年幼牧养的时候所写出来的诗歌。
These psalms were conceived during the days of David's youth when he was a shepherd.
当大卫 被扫罗追杀的时候,
when David was pursued by Saul,
他在极大的苦难当中,
and it was in great suffering,
他写了两首非常宝贵的诗,
he wrote two very precious psalms,
把他心中的感觉完全的仰望在神的手中,
to completely commit his feelings unto the Lord.
这是诗篇22篇跟诗篇69篇。
This is Psalm 22 and 69.
这两篇诗呢, 很多人特别在22篇那里告诉我们这是弥赛亚的诗。
Many people will say that, especially of Psalm 22, that this is the Psalm of the Messiah.
神知道他目前所遭遇的光景。
God knows his current situation.
当 神把他的儿子的苦难一同交通给大卫的时候,
when God fellowshipped about his son's suffering to David,
大卫不仅把他所遭遇的完全交托给神, 并且发出同样神心深处对于他儿子所要遭遇的苦难。
When God entrusted this to him, David committed to the Lord a new profoundness for the suffering of the Lord, of his son.
当我们去看大卫作王的时候,
when David became king,
在上行之诗里头,
during the ceremony,
Psalm of Degree.
Oh, the Psalm of Psalm of Ascents.
上行之诗呢, 120首到134首, 大部分是大卫所写的。
Psalms 120 through 134 were mostly written by David.
我们从他的诗里面, 我们就看见呢, 这一位作王的大卫。
From these Psalms, we see that King David,
他虽然 跪在一个尊位地之上,
although he was in an honorable position,
他仍然以耶和华为他的王,
he still considered Jehovah his king.
他把他心中对耶和华的敬拜, 对着耶和华心中所要的 这一个城，这一个耶和华的宝座，他在那里把心中的赞美归给神。
He gave his heartfelt praise to Jehovah.
那大卫在晚年的时候，
And during his later years, David,
他神亲自向他启示建造圣殿的图样。
God revealed to him the likeness of the temple.
所以我们从大卫的一生来说，他虽然经过许多的患难，甚至失败。
So although David experienced many difficulties and trials,
但是他是一个与神交通的人。
But he was one who fellowshipped with God.
因着他与神交通，
because through his fellowship with God,
圣经给大卫一个结论。
The Bible gave David a conclusion.
这是一位合神心意的王。
This is a king who God finds pleasing.
所以我们就可以看见，当我们越来与神越交通的时候，我们越来越能够明白神的心意。
So the more we fellowship with God, the more we can understand His will.
这是非常自然的现象。
This is a very natural phenomenon.
我想，当我们多花点时间来与天上的主、天上的父神多交通的时候，我们就能够从他那里越过，越明白认识他，并且他生命的供应会不断的来供应我们。
When we fellowship with the Lord, we will know Him more deeply, and we will receive more of His provision.
那我们来到新约的时代。
Now we come to the New Testament era.
我想新约时代的圣徒实在是最蒙福的一群圣徒。
I think the saints of the New Testament are the most fortunate and the most blessed.
因为我们得着了复活的生命。
Because we have received the life of resurrection.
并且我们有圣灵住在我们的里头。
And furthermore, we have the life of the Spirit in us.
今天神的灵住在我们的里面，把我们与神所失去的那个交通的关系重新恢复过来。
The Lord has, through His life, recovered our connection to Him in fellowship.
我们圣经告诉我们，我们靠着主耶稣基督的血，可以坦然无惧来到至圣所。
Through the blood of Christ, we can come boldly to the Holy of Holies.
在旧约的时代，祭司一年一次，只能在那个一次进到至圣所。
In the Old Testament, only once a year could a priest enter the most holy place.
我们每年，我们对不起，我们现在靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们随时可以来到至圣所。
Through Jesus Christ's precious blood, we can now enter into the most holy place at any time.
但是很可惜呢，我们把这一个极大的福分把它忽略了。
But unfortunately, we have neglected this privilege.
我们因着忽略这一个与神在至圣所里面，在灵里面的交通，
having neglected this fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit in the most holy place,
我们属灵的生命就贫穷，
our spiritual life has become poor.
我们属灵的生命就落在肤浅的里头。
And our spiritual life has become destitute.
所以我们必须要重新回来认识与神交通的宝贵。
So we need to reacquaint ourselves with the preciousness of fellowship with the Lord.
当我们重新与主有那一个交通的关系的时候，
When we once again have a relationship of fellowship with the Lord,
我们的生命才能够重新进入那个丰富的里头。
Only then can our life enter into His fullness.
我们的生命才能够扎根在基督的里头。
And our life can be rooted in Christ.
这个不需要你信主5年、10年、20年。
This doesn't require you to know the Lord for 5 years, 10 years, 50 years.
你上个礼拜受浸信主的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters who were baptized only last week,
你一样可以跟所有的圣徒进入耶稣基督的交通,
can also enter into fellowship with Christ along with the other brothers and sisters.
所以我们在新约的时代, 我们看见主耶稣如何
So in the New Testament era, we see how we can fellowship with the Lord.
我们从保罗的书信看见他怎样与我们的主的交通。
We can see how to fellowship from Paul's letters.
我们从约翰的书信可以看见约翰怎样与主的交通。
From John's letters, we see how he fellowshiped with the Lord.
这一个交通是给所有的圣徒们。
This fellowship is for all saints.
那我们来讲到几点有关交通的原则。
Let us now talk about some principles of fellowship.
第一个呢，就是我们刚刚所读的约翰一书那里。
The first is mentioned in the passage we just read in 1 John.
约翰呢，在写约翰一书的时候，首先乃是 整个约翰一书主要的重点乃是进入与父与子的交通。
The focus of this letter of John is entering into fellowship with the Father and Son.
我们刚刚读到使徒行传那3000个圣徒呢，他们一得救的时候，他们就在那里遵守使徒的教训和交通。
Those 3,000 saints who were baptized in Acts devoted themselves to fellowship.
教训在那里是单数。
And the teaching mentioned there is singular.
这个教训使徒是多数。
And the doctrine is plural?
Apostles are plural. 使徒有很多人,但是教训只有一个,就是耶稣基督的教训。
There are many apostles, but there is only one doctrine, which is Jesus Christ.
使徒有许多,但是交通只有一个。
The apostles are many, but there is only one fellowship.
就是父与子的交通。
That is the fellowship between the Father and the Son.
所以当约翰开始写约翰一书的时候,让我们看见这个起初原有的生命。
So when John writes about the life that was in the beginning,
他说这个生命的话已经道成了肉身,所以我们不仅听见,我们也看见,亲眼看过,亲手摸过。
He says that the word of life which was manifested, we have seen and we have touched.
当然就着当时他写这一封信乃是针对着有敌基督的不承认耶稣基督是从道成肉身来的。The
target audience of this letter was those believers who would not acknowledge that the Lord was the word of life.
但是就着我们今天的经历来说,
But from our experience today,
我们不仅听见人把福音传给我们,
we not only hear the gospel,
并且我们属灵的眼睛被开启,我们看见主,
but also our spiritual eyes have been opened so that we can see the Lord.
我们亲手摸过,我们亲手经历主,他的带领。
We have personally seen and touched with our hands our Lord's leading.
并且这一个生命, 在我们的里面是实在的。人借着话语的传递,借着圣灵的重生,我们就得到这生命。And
this life is real, and through our Lord's resurrection, we have received this life.
所以交通第一个原则乃是在这个生命的里头。
So the first principle of fellowship is in this.
所以我们啊，因为有这个生命，我们就得着这个交通的权利。
Because we have this life, we have the ability to fellowship.
我们应当善用这个权利。
And we should make use of this ability.
神在我们每一个人的身上做各种器官。
God uses each of us as a vessel.
Our body has all different variety organs.
Oh, okay. God has given us various organs.
这些器官都有它特别的功能。
And each organ has its own function.
主重生了我们，也给我们一个不同属灵的器官。
And God too has given us different spiritual organs.
他让我们有一个重生的灵，让我们能够与他交通。
He's given us a newly born spirit to fellowship with him.
所以我们需要在圣灵里面来开始学习向着神啊来交通。
So we need to learn how to fellowship with God in the Spirit.
那当我们进入与神的交通，第一件事情我们就会碰到神就是光。
When we first enter into fellowship with God, we realize that God is light.
当我们啊来到神的面光当中的时候，我们的罪很快就在啊我们的里头显明出来。
When we approach God's light, our sins are very quickly revealed.
因为神的光照在我们的里头。
Because God's light shines into us.
约翰在这里告诉我们，这是啊一个很就这一面来说，不是我们的罪是正常，而是我们来到这一位是光的神面前，罪被显明出来是一个正常的情形。
That is not to say that our sin is natural, but that when we walk into the light, our sin being exposed is natural.
我们的性，我们的罪，我们的肉体，我们的不讨神喜悦的一切所言所行，被带到神的光中，神把我们显明出来。
When our disposition and our sin is brought to the Lord, it is revealed in the light.
约翰在这里告诉我们，我们有耶稣基督的宝血。
John here tells us that we have the precious blood of Christ.
他这里同样提到神是信实的。
He also mentions that God is faithful.
他是公义的神。
And he is righteous.
如果我们认自己的罪，
If we acknowledge our sins,
他就要赦免我们。
Then he will forgive us.
并且洗净我们一切的不义。
And cleanse all of our unrighteousness.
我们的罪得着洁净的时候，
When our sins have been cleansed,
我们才有力量重新来走这条属灵的道路。
We then have strength to walk the spiritual path.
否则就像希伯来书那里所说的，
Otherwise, as it says in Hebrews,
罪过犯会成为我们的重担。
Our sin will become our burden.
我们属灵的路就不能够往前走。
And we will no longer be able to proceed on the spiritual path.
主的宝血有功，永远有功效，来洁净我们，矫正我们，让我们走在正路上。
The precious blood will always have the power to correct us and to lead us on the path.
这不是说我们可以一直犯罪。
This is not to say that we can continue to sin.
像犹大书那些被盗的人一样。
Like the rebels who were mentioned in
Book of Jude.
Jude.
所以我们记得一个真正的悔改来到主面前求 宝血洁净的人是一个真实的悔改。
So we know that repentance before the Lord is true repentance.
所以我们当我们开始进入这个光中的时候，我们的罪得到洁净。当然主不会一次把我们所有的罪一次显明出来，这样的话我们承受不了。
When we come into the light and our sins are cleansed, they are not all revealed at once because we wouldn't be able to tolerate it.
主总是把我们目前需要对付的一点一点的带出来。
The Lord addresses what needs to be currently addressed little by little.
所以这个显明是一生的功课。
So this manifestation is a lifelong lesson.
这个拯救也是一生的功课。
As is this salvation.
那当我们悔改在主面前的时候，
When we repent before the Lord,
我们就进入来遵守他的话。
We enter into obedience of his word.
所以约翰接下来就跟我们提到，我们就进入按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
We enter into his anointed teaching and abide in him.
圣灵在我们里面光照，圣灵把正确的路指示我们，真正的悔改就能够按着这个恩膏的教训住在主里面。
The Holy Spirit shines within us to show us the true path, and true repentance will show us what to do.
Yeah. 那我们住在主里面呢，我们就开始慢慢的经历枝子跟葡萄树的经历。
When we abide in the Lord, we will know and understand the relationship between the vine and the branch.
在约翰福音十五章那个地方。
In John, Gospel of John, chapter 15.
主说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
The Lord says that he is the vine and we are the branches.
我们住在他的里面，我们就能够多结果子。
When we abide in him, we can bear fruit.
但是我们的父他是栽培我们的人。
But the Lord is the vine, the Father is the vine dresser.
那栽培的人看到我们不结果子，他知道怎样来修剪我们。
When the vine dresser sees that we are not bearing fruit, he knows how to prune us.
借着这样的修剪，换句话说，借着十字架的功课呢，就让我们的生命能够不结果子的部分被除去，能够结果子的部分结果子更多。
Through this act of pruning, or that is to say, the work of the cross, the branches who do not bear fruit can be pruned to bear fruit, and the branches who do bear fruit can bear more fruit.
所以当我们开始进入与主的交通，我们在膏油的里面住在主里面的时候，我们的生命就开始能够在基督里面长进。
So when we enter into fellowship with the Lord, into his anointing, only then can our spirit grow.
那我们提到呢，在圣徒的生活里头。
We mentioned spiritual living.
我们需要常常把我们的灵内带到这个至圣所。
We often bring our spirit into the most holy place.
我们的心向着神打开。
We open our hearts to God.
我们借着祷告，或者借着默想，或者借着读圣经的话，特别是诗篇的话，或者我们就单单的在主面前仰望他，借着这样的一个态度，我们进入与主的交通。
through prayer or meditation or the reading of the scriptures, particularly Psalms, we enter into fellowship with Him.
很多的时候呢, 这一个最重要的原则乃是 我们的心需要向着主敞开。
Often the most important principle is that our heart needs to be open.
很多的时候我常常提醒我的自己。
Often I will remind myself.
虽然好像, 我在祷告中要进入与主的交通。
When I am about to enter into fellowship with the Lord.
但是呢, 我已经在祷告之前，我已经有我一套的agenda。
But before I start praying, I already have an agenda.
当我来到主面前呢, 我把我的所有的一切想望计划全部蹦丢给主。
And when I before I enter into fellowship with the Lord, I bring all of my ambitions and hopes, and boom, I give it to the Lord.
主呢, 说这不是交通。
The Lord says that this is not fellowship.
有一个弟兄说得很好呢, 很多时候这一种的祷告可能就达到天花板就蹦掉下来。
A brother once expressed quite well that this type of fellowship only goes as far as the ceiling and then it comes back down.
我们必须要把我们的心真诚地向主敞开。
We need to open our hearts to the Lord.
让主的灵可以在我们的里头有一个真实的与我们交通那个实际。也许刚开始我们唱一点诗歌，刚开始的时候我们有一点简短的祷告，但是很多时候我们需要在主面前有一点等候。
We really need to have reality in spiritual fellowship. Perhaps sometimes we will sing a few hymns and we'll pray, but what we really need also is to wait upon the Lord.
这样的话, 当我们慢慢学习在灵里面与主交通的时候,
so that when we learn to fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit,
我们就能够摸着主, 所要对我们说的话,
we can understand what the Lord speaks to us.
我们就能够在灵里面享受这一个交通的自由。
And so we can enjoy the freedom of fellowship with the Lord.
这必须, 要去操练, 去学习。
This is something that we need to exercise and we need to learn.
我只能承认呢, 就我自己来说, 也做得不好。
I acknowledge that I myself am not very good at it.
但是主常常提醒我,
but the Lord reminds me.
因为我们的主爱我们,
because our Lord loves us.
一个父亲, 一位天父何等乐意把他的丰富, 把他, 的一切告诉我们。
A Father, a Heavenly Father who is willing to tell everything to us.
但是在我们这一面, 我们有要进的本分。
But we have much improvement to make.
那最后, 有一种交通。
And lastly, there is a type of fellowship.
刚刚所提的这些交通, 基本上对我们属灵的生命能够有极大极美好的帮助。
The fellowships mentioned, types of fellowship mentioned before, have a great impact on our spiritual life.
并且主乐意赏赐给我们。
And the Lord is willing to offer it to us.
但是还有一种的交通。
But there's another type of fellowship.
乃是为着神永远的目的所带来的交通。
That is born of God's eternal purpose.
乃是保罗那里所告诉腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
That is the type of fellowship that Paul mentions to the Philippians.
他能够进入与耶稣的患难或者耶稣的苦难一同有交通。
That is, he is able to enter into the suffering of Christ.
被磨成, 他死的形状。
And to be conformed to his death.
我想这一个还不单单只是一些我们平常学习的时候所遭遇到的十字架的功课。
This is not something that we often encounter, when it comes to the work of the cross.
这是一个有一个更深的目的。
This has a deeper purpose.
十字架的功课很多时候只是为了要成全我们，除去我们许多天然的肉体。
The work of the cross is often to do away with much of our fleshly nature.
但是这个与基督的患难的交通。
But this fellowship in the suffering of Christ.
乃是为着神永远的目的。
Is for God's eternal purpose.
所以当耶稣基督在十字架被钉死的时候。
So when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross,
他完成了神救赎的计划。
He realized God's plan for salvation.
神在历代以来，在许多人的身上也做同样的工作。
Through many generations, God has accomplished the same work in many people.
为这乃是叫神的旨意能够借着这些器皿完全的带出来。
So that God's will would be fulfilled in various vessels.
你比方讲亚伯拉罕。
For example, Abraham.
他把以撒献上的时候。
When he offered Isaac as a sacrifice.
他好像经历基督那个死里复活。
It was as if he experienced Jesus' resurrection.
那我们从这个大卫的苦难当中
，From David's suffering，
大卫经过扫罗的逼迫
，David was oppressed by Saul。
大卫到晚年的时候，经过了他儿子亚沙龙的追杀
，And in his later years, he was pursued by his son Absalom。
虽然好像是神给他一个极严厉的管教。
It was as if God was giving him a strict lesson.
他也，但是他经过如同死而复活一样，神把将来圣殿的荣耀启示给他看。
But it was as if he received the resurrection life as God gave him a vision of the temple.
我们看但以理。
We see Daniel.
但以理他在在这个巴比伦的时候
，Daniel when he was in Babylon，
他在王宫里面过一个极为敬虔的生活。
He lived a pious life in the king's palace。
但是当他马代波斯兴起的时候，Median and Persian。
Okay， but when during the Medo-Persian,
他们把但以理丢到狮子坑里头去。
Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
他也是经过死而复活的经历。
He also experienced resurrection from the dead.
神才把但以理第九章赐给他。
And God gave Daniel chapter 9 to him.
但以理第九章那里所讲到的启示，乃是与新约圣经的启示录相对应。他讲到七十个七，整个神在人类当中工作所有的计划、永远的旨意，完全在第七章里面启示出来。
The revelation that Daniel received in chapter 9 mirrors the 77s in Revelations.
我们再来看新约的保罗。
And consider Paul of the New Testament.
保罗一生服侍的时候，虽然经过许多的抵挡、痛苦、患难。
And though through his service he experienced many obstructions and sufferings.
但是当他被关到罗马监狱的时候
，When he was imprisoned in Rome,
好像被囚禁在一个完全啊瘫痪的光景当中，他不能再做工。
It's as if he was placed in a very desolate place and he could no longer serve.
但是他里面复活的生命把他带到这个永远启示的高峰，就是以弗所书跟哥罗西书。
But his spiritual life brought him to the peak of his spiritual life, which is Ephesians.
我们再从约翰，我们也可以看见。
From John, we can also see.
当约翰写启示录的时候，他是被关在拔摩海岛。
When John wrote Revelation, he was imprisoned on the island of Patmos.
他写信说他与弟兄们在基督的患难国度忍耐里面一同有份。
He said that he had a portion in the long suffering of the kingdom of Christ.
他在基督的患难里面，神把启示录神所确定要完成的永远的计划启示给约翰。
And to John was revealed God's eternal purpose through his suffering.
所以我们在这里看见，在这里有一个基督患难的交通。
So we see here fellowship in the suffering of Christ.
很多时候我们在生活上可能，当然主如果不把这些给我们，我们也不会进到像他们一样这些交通里头。
We consider that if the Lord never gives these things to us, that we can never enter into the level of fellowship as these brethren did.
但是很多的时候我们如果经历到莫名其妙来的患难，
But if we ever experience any mysterious difficulties,
我们所遭遇的我们带回到主面前。
What we have experienced, we bring before the Lord.
我们能够等候在主面前，主对我们说话。
And we wait before the Lord, to hear him speak.
也许神会借着他的交通，把他的心意更多的借着我们这个无用的器皿，带出他荣耀的心意。
Perhaps through fellowship, our God will through us useless vessels express his eternal will.
我最近在看斯柏克弟兄的自传。
I recently reviewed Brother Austin Sparks' autobiography.
他也提到他所经历啊这些死而复活的经历。
And he attests to having experienced this resurrection life.
就叫这些经历能够啊，叫神对于教会永远的心意、属天的意象，借着我们的弟兄带出来。
And has revealed his eternal purpose for the church through our brother.
就好像昨天我们啊，跟孙弟兄交通聚会里面所提到的。
And something similar was mentioned in our meeting with Brother Sun yesterday.
孙弟兄提到尼弟兄的时代呢，好像神的儿女的光景被神带回到一个正常该有的情形。
Brother Sun mentioned something that Brother Ni mentioned, which was that God brought his children back to a proper place.
但是借着斯柏克弟兄所领受的天上来的异象，把神的心意更多的往前带。
By Brother Sparks' understanding, God's will has been brought forward.
所以我们就可以看见历代以来一直到如今，这个交通是何等的重要。
So we see that from generations past until now, fellowship has been very important.
这一个交通是白白的赐给我们。
This fellowship is given to us freely.
我们如果能够开始在这交通上有一点学习， 我相信我们不仅个人属灵的光景要有极大的改变，教会的光景也要得到复兴。
If we can learn something from this fellowship, then our spirits would be refreshed and the church would be renewed.
好，我们就只能停在这里。我们请低头再有一点祷告。
We must conclude here, so let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话再交托在恩主的手中。
Lord, we give these words into your gracious hand.
让你的圣灵啊，能够在我们的心中给我们开启，把那个交通的路带给我们。
Would your Spirit reveal to us the path to fellowship?
让我们不仅仅停留在得救的光景。
So that we may not just linger in just mere salvation.
我们实在渴慕进入与主的交通，进入这个广大央忙丰富的生命里头。
We long to enter into the vast abundant life of fellowship.
求你帮助我们。
Oh, Lord, would you help us?
愿你的旨意在你的百姓中间得到成就。
That your purpose would be fulfilled in your people.
愿你得到荣耀。
Would you receive glory?
我们把感谢敬拜归给你。
We give you thanksgiving and worship.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.